on Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. We talked yesterday about the idea of Filu Bizman Shehemim Shomimin B'Kedushasan Hin Omdin, that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses doesn't go away. So related halacha that even if people are planning on building a new shul, and get this, even if you're planning on using the materials for the old shul, the treasurer tells you, Alan says, there's no budget to buy new stone and wood, so you're going to need to use the stone and wood from the old shul. You can't do so. You actually need to put up the new shul, and then you would be allowed to dismantle the previous location for davening. Are there any heterim when it comes to this? So one heter is kind of obvious. If the building is literally collapsing, and you know it's a sakana, so it's going to fall on somebody and God forbid maim or kill somebody, so then of course you could take it apart, but you should build it right away. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes in the Gemara that you should build it 24/7, like Biden put in the orders, right? The president said they have to unload at the ports by day and by night. So he quotes in the Gemara that one of the Amoraim actually put his bed in the middle of the shul to remind them they had to build by day and by night. So, okay, so that's a pretty obvious heter. Pikuach nefesh is doches kol haTorah kula. There is another heter, which is on the books. Not everybody accepts it. But let's say there's another shul in town. So if there's another shul in town, since the whole chashash, the entire reason that you're not allowed to take down the old shul before building the new shul is that, you know, you're not going to get around to building the new shul, that seems a little bit far-fetched. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, our concern is that people are going to take their time. When people are going to take their time, there's going to be no place for us to daven. But if there's a shul down the block, so maybe this could be used as a heter. You could take apart the old shul and then use some of the materials for purposes of building the new shul. But the principle really remains that the thing that you want to do more than anything else is certainly to put up the new shul and make sure that that base HaKnesses is in place before taking apart even the smallest amount of the old shul. This, of course, based on the halacha. In the Beis HaMikdash, lo sivna esen gaziz ki char b'cha hinavtala v'tchala. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, we don't want to even cause a puncture in any of the stones of the Mizbeach. And it's true that that's derech hashchasa, but that creates a kind of a paradigm for Mikdash Ma'at. So you could say this isn't really derech hashchasa because it's so amanas livnos, but there's certainly an ethic there about how we treat our bate knesios. And as we pointed out yesterday, avilu bizman shehen shomimin b'kdushasan hein omdin.